Hi everyone. I'm taking this video from my dad's house in the Bay Area. He's 93 and we're really wanting someone to be with him at all times, especially during this pandemic that's happening around the world. I am hoping to go back to Abayagiri on Wednesday, but I realize that things are changing rapidly and that may or may not be possible, but I will do what needs to be done, and just taking it breath by breath, moment by moment. And it's really amplified that uncertainty that we live with all the time, but it's just much more amplified now. So it's hard sometimes being kind of trying to stay away from people and self-isolating as much as possible or with your family. But it's essential. It's essential that we do this to try to protect ourselves, protect each other. And so I encourage everybody to really be diligent about not going out when it's not necessary, not going into crowds, really paying attention, being really diligent about washing hands and keeping things clean and just following the guidelines that the CDC and the WHO have set out for us. And on the more inner side, I've been going out in the mornings and there's a nice park and I can go for a walk, and in the mornings there's very few people out, so I can listen to a talk while I walk, or I can just walk with a just present for what's going on around me. I avoid the times when there's a lot of people, and there's some really good talks. But we're fortunate, I think, in that we have a training and a practice and a perspective. And so another encouragement would be to limit the amount of time that you watch or read news, because it can be quite daunting and it can stir up a lot of angst. And really, it's the thing that we can do is keep our ground, keep ourselves centered, keep sending out good wishes to other people, and that's where most of it's out of our control. So really encourage you to remember that you have a body. When you feel angst or you find yourself tightening, breathe. Find the spot in your body where that is and breathe with it and allow that to move, to soften. Breathe with it and just talk, get yourself around it, get yourself through it. And do it from a place of kindness to yourself and to others. If you have families, of course, you have time when you need to attend to them. And but I think one of the greatest gifts that we can offer to each other is just staying centered, not getting caught up in the angst of it, and really just being sensitive to each other, really looking at what others need, and also in a lot of ways that implies taking care of ourselves as well. So this is a really deep retreat we're in a way, really taking our practice into our lives in a big way. Don't forget metta. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others. And we'll get through this. If people are really diligent about the guidelines that are set up right now and stay shelter in place, and I think that we will see results from that, but we may not see them right away. But don't let any, when we get daunted and we allow ourselves to follow that and start proliferating and getting anxious, it really doesn't help anything or help ourselves. We just do what we can do. Find a little bit of time for ourselves, for each other. Work with it and just take this. It really is moment by moment. So I encourage you, I send lots of metta to all of you. Tap into the monastery. They're doing pujas every night. They're live streaming them. And there's a talk on the Saturday night and the Wanapras. I did it last Saturday night. I live streamed in. I had to be with my dad helping him get ready for bed through part of it, but I was able to listen to the talk and sit down and after he went to bed and listen to the rest of the talk in a more quiet solitary, and I can always go back and listen to it. But I found that it was really fe I felt like I was at the monastery, and that was really really helpful, really wonderful, really supportive. So I encourage you all, find what helps keep you balanced, keeps you grounded. Call people who are alone or who a call might benefit from contact, and take care of yourselves. And see you in the future before too long, I hope. Take care. Bye-bye.